For a large selection of Bibles and Christian books, stop by the Utah Christian Research Center. The Utah Christian Research Center is open Wednesday through Saturday at 10 a.m., located 1 mile west of the I-15 at 579 West Galena Park Place in Draper, Utah. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is the true and living God the offspring of a God that preceded him? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And this week, I have with me a good friend, Bradley Campbell, who is with God Loves Mormons. And if you want to check out their website, it's godlovesmormons.com. Bradley has an incredible ministry. He produces a lot of video dealing with subjects pertinent to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, not just doctrinal subjects, some historical subjects, but he's produced this one video that really caught my attention, and it's one where he goes out on the streets in Utah, and he's asking Latter-day Saints the question, does God have a God? And the answers, Bradley, were just amazing to me, and especially since some of them were acting as if, and I'm sure they were very sincere when they were saying this, I probably should reword that, but they were not quite sure, some of them.
Yeah.
And of course, you usually hear in cases like this, well, it's not official doctrine, but it was fascinating to listen to their answers, especially when some of them were implying that this has not been revealed, and that's why they're not absolutely sure. But of course, as we were talking about earlier, it has been revealed to Latter-day Saints,
right,
that God is the offspring of another God that preceded him. And not only that, that obviously, if that's the case, then the God that Latter-day Saints claim to worship, the one they call Heavenly Father or Elohim, certainly is underneath another God that is above him, we'd have to assume, because even though Latter-day Saints do believe that they have the potential to becoming a God, they never will surpass the majesty, power, and whatever that Elohim has.
Yeah.
And we hear that all the time because they always want to make sure we don't misunderstand. We're never saying that if we were to become gods that we are going to be more powerful than God is, but we will always be under him. Now, if that's the case, Bradley, wouldn't that also mean that the God they are worshiping can't be more powerful than the God that preceded him?
That's right. Yeah, the implication of God being a man like us and us being able to become like God is that God himself had a God above him. And exactly right, Bill, this idea that whoever is above Elohim, our God, would have to be greater in experience, at minimum experience, knowledge maybe, power. He has to be greater than the one he gave exaltation to, presumably. Now, for us as Christians, this is a huge problem. One thing I like asking Latter-day Saints when I talk with them on the street is, why do we worship God? What is it about God that makes it appropriate for us to worship him? And a lot of people will say, well, because he's our Father. Now, for believers, for Christians, we think that we worship God because of who God is, because of his attributes, because he's worthy of worship. We worship him because he is the Most High God. He has all power, all authority, all beauty, all glory. There is none like him. If there was a being greater than our God, then would it not be appropriate for us to worship him? We worship God because of who he is, because of his attributes. If there's one with greater attributes, it seems like it would be appropriate to worship that God. And I think this is a really big problem, this idea that if God has a God, it seems like we should be worshiping him. He's greater than our God and all the things that make God praiseworthy.
Based on what you said, how can we not draw the conclusion that Latter-day Saints, holding to the view that you just explained, how can we not say that they are really Latter-day idolaters?
Yeah.
Because they're not worshiping the God of the Bible. And I think that's very clear just by the statements that Latter-day Saints have made. And I'm not talking about Latter-day Saints on a lay level. I'm talking about Latter-day Saint general authorities. They've been pretty clear on the God that they claim to believe in and the one that they're hoping that their followers will also believe in. But it's not the God of the Bible. And I think that's missed when it comes to a lot of well-meaning Christians who are trying so hard to want to embrace the LDS Church or even Latter-day Saints as individuals into the Christian fold. They tend to overlook this. How can you have people underneath the tent of Christianity who don't believe in the same God?
Right.
It's just not possible if we're going to be honest. And I think if we lower that bar and allow people under the Christian umbrella that hold to a different God, I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're doing a disservice to God himself, and we're also doing a disservice to the Latter-day Saint because we're not going to make any effort to point them to the true and living God of the Bible.
That's right. So one thing I think is important to note then is what has the church and church leaders taught about who God is specifically? What are some of the things that they've said that lead us to conclude that this is, in fact, a different God?
Well, we've been going through some of the responses that you received, and we've already addressed the fact that you were criticized by someone in the comments section that you had cherry-picked these people, and that wasn't the case. These were the only ones who really would respond to you.
Right.
And many of them didn't want to respond to you, but we've been going through some of these, and some of the answers are quite revealing. And you went up to a couple, and you asked this question, does God have a God? And the young lady immediately responded, yes. But then the young man said what?
He said, I believe so. I don't know the exact points of doctrine on that. It hasn't been fully revealed yet, but I believe so, personally. It almost felt like he was not comfortable with her straightforward answer, and he wanted to qualify it a little bit by saying, well, it hasn't been fully revealed, but we think that that's probably the case.
Let's talk about that, because when he says it hasn't been fully revealed yet, I'm trying to analyze that statement, and it's easy for me because I have the transcript in front of me. And again, I want to give the people the benefit of the doubt that you did walk up to them and you asked, can I ask you a question? They didn't have a lot of time to prepare. And sometimes when we give answers to certain questions, we think later on, I could have worded that better.
Right.
And that could be the case with them. But this isn't so atypical, really. And we found this to be a pretty substantial or a pretty similar response. And this idea that it hasn't been fully revealed is something that caught my attention because Gordon B. Hinckley, when he was president, he was interviewed about the Lorenzo Snow couplet, as man is, God once was, as God is, man may be. It was Gordon B. Hinckley who said, well, to the second part about men becoming gods, yeah, we do have that. We do believe that. But as far as what God was like before is not so clear, and I am paraphrasing him. And we don't often hear Latter-day Saints talk about what God was like before he became God. But the fact remains, you have Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon movement, making it very clear that the God that he believed in is the offspring of a father further back, who is also the author of a father further back. We call this an infinite regression of gods, which of course doesn't make sense to us because, as I mentioned earlier this week, in order to become a god, you must first be human, which would mean, according to Mormonism, in the beginning would not be God, in the beginning would be some human. And we don't know who it is. Now, you brought something up that made me think of something else that I've said to Latter-day Saints, because when they explain this infinite regression of gods to me, I tell them that is why I could never be Latter-day Saint, because I want to worship the God that started it all.
Right.
I don't want to worship his great-great-great-great-grandson, who even according to LDS theology is weaker in his magnificence than the God that preceded him, which doesn't that kind of bother you, Bradley, when you hear LDS leaders telling their followers that when they become gods, they're going to be omnipotent and omniscient, or in other words, have the same attributes as they think their God has. But their God can't be omnipotent. unless you were to say, well, he's omnipotent only when it pertains to our earth.
Right.
But that kind of takes away the whole definition of the word, doesn't it?
There are boundaries to his power. He cannot affect other realms that other, paraphrase my friend Aaron, other cosmic regional deities have in other areas. He's limited to the universe, to the area that he's been granted. I think this is a tremendous problem. I really do. I think it fundamentally also gets to this disagreement about what makes someone worthy of worship. I think that's a huge question here. I talked about this just a little bit ago, so I won't rehash all that. But the idea, yeah, that God is not as great as is conceivable. He has limits. He has boundaries. His power doesn't extend beyond that. That calls into question whether or not he's a being worthy of being worshipped.
And I would totally agree with you on that. There was another response that you received, and where the individual said, it's possible. And I say that because, you know, in Psalms, it says, you're gods. You are gods. And obviously, it's a reference to Psalm 82. He says, God's the Most High, and Jesus read that scripture or quoted it to the Pharisees in the New Testament. I think that needs to be talked about, because many times Latter-day Saints do, when they read John 10:34, and that's what he's referring to, because Psalm 82 is connected with John 10:34. Jesus was citing from the Old Testament. Let me read it, and I'll even do better than that. I'm going to read it from the Joseph Smith translation, which reads very similar to the King James. In verse 6, it says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Now, you have a video that deals with Psalm 82:6.
That's right.
And we should point people to that, and we would encourage people to go look at that. But he's saying it's possible because of Psalm 82. We're assuming Psalm 82:6, you are gods. And Jesus supported that by citing it in John 10:34, but is he implying that Jesus believed this?
Yeah, it's not exactly clear how this connects with the question I particularly asked, because what I was asking about is if God has a God. What, even within the LDS, common street-level LDS framework, Psalm 82 is talking about us, our potential, that we're gods in embryo. Well, that's kind of a different question from what I was asking. Now, perhaps what he's meaning to say here is, well, because we know of our potential and our future, well, that means that God is on the same trajectory, and therefore, by implication, he has a God. But it wasn't clear to me exactly how Psalm 82 spoke to the realities of God's own God.
We're talking to Bradley Campbell. He's with GodLovesMormons.com. I encourage you to check out the many videos that he has produced, because I think they're excellent. Many of them are very concise. They get right to the point. You have a lot of information in these videos. And tomorrow we're going to continue looking at this particular video that Bradley has produced, where he asks Latter-day Saints, does God have a God?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.